A study published by West Virginia University found widespread microplastic pollution in streams across north central Appalachia. The Allegheny Front's intern Kira McKeag reports the study fills a gap in research on microplastics in freshwater ecosystems.
Undergraduate biology student Isabella Tuzio tested more than 50 juvenile northern hogsuckers, those are bottom feeding fish, for microplastics, pieces of plastic less than 5 millimeters, in 7 freshwater streams in West Virginia. She found them in every fish, more than 2,000 microplastic pieces total. A 2021 study identified a lack of research on microplastics in freshwater ecosystems compared to oceans. Tuzio says there is also a lack of research in Appalachia specifically.
So this was really important in kind of providing a baseline for the amount of plastics that are in our waterways locally.
Potential sources of the plastic pollution include runoff from agricultural land and wastewater from our homes that carries plastic fibers from our clothes into waterways. Assistant Professor of Wildlife and Fisheries, Caroline Arantes, who also worked on the study, says freshwater ecosystems face challenges beyond microplastics. Those include acid mine drainage, climate change, and deforestation.
There is a compounding effect of those sources of degradation, which in addition to microplastic and other pollutants, can really put like our freshwater ecosystems in risk.
The main goal of this preliminary study was to educate the public, according to Tuzio. She says people can reduce their use of plastics and recycle them. Tuzio and others at West Virginia University plan to continue researching the problem of microplastics in Appalachia, as well as solutions. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Kira McKeag.